You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Isaiah, chapter 26 and verse 12. Lord, you will establish peace for us. You have also done all our works in us. It says, for you have also done all our works in us. It is God that can establish peace for man. Everyone is looking for peace. There is so much restlessness in the world. There is so much restlessness going in the heart of men. Why do you think people are addicted to drugs and so on? The problem is not the drugs. There is a reason why somebody feels that if I take cocaine, it will solve my problem. But cocaine is not the problem. The person already has a problem. So many times what we are doing is that we are treating cocaine. We are treating the addiction to cocaine. We don't treat what led to this person wanting to use cocaine to solve the problem. That problem is trying to solve. We don't deal with it. We just want them to break away from that substance. There is a restlessness in the heart of men. So when a man has truly found Jesus, that is when he has found rest. I saw a video some years back of a man who was imprisoned. And imprisoned, he found religion. Note, I didn't say he found Jesus. He found another religion. And that man believed that religion. He was reading their books. Now, he was imprisoned for drugs. He had issues with drugs, both in terms of consumption and sale. And when he was in prison, it seemed that he had changed. You know, they did a documentary on him and saw how his life became transformed. As I was watching the documentary, I said in my heart that whenever this man is released, he's going to go back to drugs. He spent years, I can't remember the number of years, but it was several years in prison. And then one day, they released him on parole. And so it came with condition that he had not finished his sentence, but they released him that for good behavior and that they will be checking on him. If he does not violate the term of his release, he will enjoy his freedom. They released him. The day he was being released, he was crying. He held the book of that religion and he was crying. You know, as I was watching it, I could almost predict what would happen. After he was released, he went home. Then he had to come and take tests. They had to check him maybe weekly whether he has gone back to drugs or not. Of course, they will follow you about. You will come, they will check. If there is something in your blood, it will show, it will come up. And this man eventually, He missed the day he was to come for the first test. When he came the following day and they tested him, he was already back in drugs. And right then they arrested him and sent him back to prison. You see, the religion did not deal with the restlessness in his heart. Only Jesus has promised that come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. It is only Jesus that addresses the root of our problem. That's why it says, the Lord will establish peace for us. Then he now went on to say, you have done all our works in us. Did you know that God works in us? God does his work on earth in men. God does not do his work on earth. He does it in men on earth. So we are only manifesting the work of God. If God is not working in you, he's not working through you. God must first work in you before he can work through you. When God is working through you, you will note that you will have peace. The first thing God does, the first work he does in us is the work of peace. God works peace in us. This peace is a peace that surpasses all understanding. It's not a product of human understanding or human effort. It is the work of God and it takes place in us. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.